With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. House Republicans halting plans to hold Hunter Biden in contempt of Congress this week for defying a congressional subpoena.
They cited ongoing negotiations with Hunter Biden's attorney over a possible deposition. A contempt resolution against Hunter Biden was scheduled to move through a procedural hearing before it was canceled Tuesday to give the attorneys additional time to reach an agreement. That's according to a spokesperson for the House Oversight Committee. The move comes days after an attorney for President Biden's son indicated a willingness to cooperate with Republicans' ongoing impeachment inquiry following months of defiance. Keith Peters reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, at least two people have been killed, scores injured, following a huge blast in Nigeria.
The massive explosion rocked more than a dozen buildings in Nigeria's southwestern state of Oyo, according to its governor. Rescue workers dug through the rubble in search of those feared trapped. Residents of Ibadan City heard the loud blast at 7:45 in the evening, causing panic as security forces cordoned off the area by morning. Oyo's governor said preliminary investigations showed the blast was caused by explosives stored for use in illegal mining operations. I'm Karen Chamas.
In the meantime, an explosion in a fireworks factory in Thailand has claimed the lives of at least 23 workers. Rescue teams say they have found no survivors. Cause of that blast being investigated, and it comes less than a month before the Chinese New Year in February, when demand for fireworks is very strong. Officials do say an explosion at the very same facility in 2022 killed two people and injured many others. This is SRN News. The primaries have begun, and the 2024 election season well upon us now. Popular Christian author and apologist Alex McFarland says it's time for believers to consider carefully how they will be casting their ballots.
If you love God and country, you have to use your vote as a stewardship. Your sacred assignment is to serve God, serve your family, be a good citizen.
And he says clergymen need to send that message to their congregations.
The vast majority of ministers never speak to moral, social, and political issues, while the vast majority of parishioners want their clergy to do this.
Several studies indicating there are still large numbers of Christians who have not registered to vote. This is SRN News. China's population declining for a second consecutive year, underscoring concerns about the future growth of the world's second largest economy.
The accelerating fall in the population is partly because of more deaths, many of them caused by COVID. But there are also fewer babies born in 2023 than the year before. The reduction is expected to be less this year, as many couples look to have children in the Chinese zodiac's Year of the Dragon, which begins next month. But China's population is on a long-term decline, a trend officials are trying to slow. They once forced women to have one child. Now they want them to have three.
BBC correspondent Michael Bristow reporting. Wall Street yesterday, a lot of profit-taking as stocks fell. And in future trading so far this morning, the situation's still deep in the red. More details at SRNNews.com.